AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Republicans' progress on an immigration bill stalled over questions about White House security funding and the Trump administration's new fund to compensate Trump allies who feel they were persecuted. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Senate Republicans had a self-imposed deadline to pass the $70 billion bill before heading home for Memorial Day.
Y'all have a good week, guys.
But Louisiana's John Kennedy and others left the Capitol without voting.
So divided, so dysfunctional, so disorganized. Are fleeing Washington.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, as Republicans sparred over adding the security funding to the bill and the compensation fund, which North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis bashed.
I mean, this is just stupid on stilts.
Is it possible on May 21st, 2026, the Republicans finally found an ethical bridge too far?
Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin asked if he's lost control of Senate Republicans.
I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you, I only do what's right.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's again raising the specter of U.S. military intervention in Cuba.
Other presidents have looked at this for 50, 60 years doing something, and it looks like I'll be the one that does it, so would be happy to do it.
The renewed threat comes a day after the administration announced criminal charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this.
The president's preference is always a negotiated agreement that's peaceful. That's always our preference. That remains our preference with Cuba. I'm just being honest with you. You know, the likelihood of that happening, given who we're dealing with, right now is not high.
Oil prices settled lower today, but gasoline prices rose another penny overnight. AAA puts the nationwide average for regular grade above $4.56 per gallon. Modest gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 0.2, the Dow 0.6. That's 276 points. This is AP News. NOAA's out with its hurricane season forecast.
Predicting a developing El Nino will tamp down the Atlantic season this year.
3 to 6 hurricanes with winds at or above 74 miles an hour. And 1 to 3 major hurricanes.
NOAA Administrator Neil Jacobs says the formation also leads to a 70% chance of a higher than average season in the Pacific.
El Nino increases the vertical wind shear, which disrupts the outflow at higher levels, makes it harder for development of the eastern waves coming off of Africa to strengthen into storms. However, in the central and eastern Pacific, the El Nino reduces the vertical wind shear, essentially the opposite of the Atlantic, which is why we're expecting above average season.
Jacobs says new technology is making their forecasts more accurate. Meteorologists warn whatever the prediction, it only takes one major storm to endanger lives and cause a lot of damage. I'm Jennifer King.
With more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.